Let us pray.
Father, we ask tonight that you release your spirit in this house and make for yourself a great name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. You are welcome. In Jesus' name. Turn your Bible quickly. I want us to do Bible study for a few minutes. Maybe 20, maybe 25, maybe 30 minutes. Depending on the strength of the teaching anointing. When we have considerably been able to achieve God's intent for the exposition, I will switch and then we'll begin the healing service. 1 Kings chapter 4 verse 29. 1 Kings chapter 4 verse 29. Now you join me in the next, can you revive? Oh, okay. You join me in 30 minutes time. 1 Kings, are you there? Verse 29. And God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much, and largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the east country, and all the children of Egypt. For he was wiser than all men, than Etan the Eshite, and Heman, and Shakol, and Dada, sons of Mahol. His fame was in all nations round about, and he spake 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. Now, this is a commentary about the capacity that God gave this man called Solomon. In fact, it was stated clearly that the wisdom quotient he functioned in was higher than that which was given to any man before him. The wisdom that was at work in his life superseded the wisdom that bettered civilizations like Egypt. There were two things that God gave to this great man. First of all was wisdom, and secondly was largeness of heart. The ground upon which this wisdom that was bequeathed was intended to function was a heart that was vast. If not that God gave Solomon a heart that was vast, he would not be able to play host to that dimension of wisdom that God bequeathed to him. So wisdom goes with heart. If you do not have a large heart to overlook trivial issues, you may not have what it takes for you to receive such investment of the wisdom of God that has the capacity to influence your generation. My emphasis this evening, because of time, is not to go deeply into the things that have been said. My emphasis is in verse number 34. There were two manifestations, two direct manifestations that were occasioned on the account of the wisdom that God gave to Solomon. Are you with me? You are not with me. Verse 32. Let's read. And he spake 3,000 proverbs. So, some of the evidences of his wisdom, or the instrument through which his wisdom was encapsulated. Because the scope of grace that was upon his life was so vast, he came up with a technology about how to encapsulate the wisdom so that it would be there just in case after he had passed on, someone needs to access the wealth of wisdom that God had invested in his life. He decided to pour in his wisdom into proverbs so that if you can access the proverbs, you'll be able to glean from the wealth of grace that was placed on his life. So he was able to crystallize 3,000 proverbs. Please help me ask your neighbor, how many proverbs have you generated? You sitting here. Because it is easy for you to trivialize what is working in the life of Solomon. So I had to ask you that question. He crystallized 3,000 proverbs. And these proverbs were containers in which he hid the wisdom that God had given unto him. So the first means of preserving the wisdom was in Proverbs. Second means was in songs. Ask your neighbor again, how many songs have you written? The other day, we were embarrassed by someone that was attempting to prophesy. Hallelujah. Because the person had not studied the word of God sufficiently, the prophecy had no content. He said, my people, do not be afraid. Because even me, myself, I'm afraid sometimes. God afraid. The reason why the prophecy was lacking content was because the brother had not labored in the word of God sufficiently. So he doesn't know the way God thinks. He doesn't know the way God talks. It's when you generate a product like prophecy, that's when we'll know what is at work in your heart. Because even though prophecy has its roots in the Spirit of God, he will need to act on something that raw materials in the soil of your heart in order for that product to find expression. Solomon was able to crystallize 3,000 proverbs and 105 songs. Meanwhile, his duty was not the duty of a poet. He was not a poet. That was not his assignment. He was a king doing, running an estate, but he had time to come up with 3,000 proverbs with 1,005 songs. I don't have time to press on that. But you see, my emphasis tonight is actually that among all the 105 songs that Solomon crystallized, there was one song that was called the Song of Songs. That song was somewhat of a summary of all the songs that Solomon had received through inspiration. So he separated that song from all the other songs. And he called that song the Song of Songs. And just in case you don't have the time to listen to the songs that Solomon sang, if you listen to the Song of Songs, you would have had some insight into the content of all his labels that were trapped in songs. Because of the nature of supremacy of that ultimate song that was characteristic of the content of his singing life. God gave Solomon the rare privilege for the Song of Songs to be enshrined in the scriptures. Can you turn with me to the book of Songs of Solomon, chapter 1? Now, please understand the reason for my effort this night. Oh, you are not with me. Stay with me. Understand the reason for my effort this night. The first message I preached in this conference was a message that was designed to unveil a new regime in the economy of God. Jesus was the one that said he was with them, but he shall be in them. It means when he begins to dwell in them, which is us now, there are higher possibilities that God has because he's dwelling in us. One of which is the possibility to cultivate intimacy with God. The book of Songs of Solomon talks about an intimacy that is capable, that is possible with God. He begins his presentation by making us understand the organic union, the perfect illustration of the organic union that exists between Christ and his church. The layout of the book of Songs of Solomon gives us insight into the density and the depth of that organic union, its implication and its possibility. And all of this was encapsulated in a song. What a rich song Solomon sang. In the book of Songs of Solomon, chapter 1, the Bible says, the Song of Songs, which is Solomon. Are you with me? Okay. He said, let, verse 2, stay with me. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine. Next verse. Because of the savour of thy good ointments, thy name is as ointment poured forth. Therefore do the virgins love thee. There are too many metaphors and too many hidden speeches in this communication. He said, draw me. We will run after thee. The king has brought me into his chambers. We will be glad and rejoice with thee. We will remember thy love more than wine. Please remember that final note there. It is only the upright that can love God. The book of Songs of Solomon presents 12 layers of intimacy with God. This is an opening into that adventure. Are you with me? You are far away. I say, are you with me? This is an opening into that adventure. And I would like to create an entry point so that you will understand the discussion that is held within this framework of spiritual understanding. First of all, we need to know the meaning and the role of love. You see, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. The motivation, God has a nature, and that nature of his is called the nature of love. And it is God's nature of love that was the motivation that drove God to redeem fallen humanity. Are you with me? So the love of God is the motivation that God had to bring you and me out of sin and to bring us to become participants in his kingdom. That's not all. That's not all. Then when you become a member of the kingdom of God, God gives you his spirit. And when God gives you his spirit, one of the assignments, one of the ministries of the Holy Ghost is to shed abroad your heart that same love of God that was upon God's heart that made him go out of his way to seek you out of the dominion of darkness and to prepare a place for you in his kingdom. The Holy Spirit now begins to shed that love on your heart. When the love of God hits your heart, when you begin to love God, when you begin to press into God and God becomes an object of love, your heart catches a vision of God such that you begin to love God. The first thing that the love of God does when it is found in your heart is that it gives God the opportunity to exercise government over your life. See, according to the Bible, the love of God has constraining power. It was Paul that said that the love of God constrains us. Maybe you want to do something, but because you have a link with God, you have started loving God, you don't want God to be offended. That's the reason why you refuse to do that thing. So unknown to you, the love of God becomes an instrument of control in the hand of God to regulate your life. Because you want to maintain the relationship that you have with God, you don't want to do stuff that will breach that relationship. If you have come to that point where you value God and you value him and you value what you have for him and what he has with you enough to let go some other things in order for you not to lose what you have. If you have come to that point when you find the love of God to become a commodity that is precious, for which you can let other things go, you have come to a point, you have come to a place in God where God can manipulate your life. God can exercise government over your life. God can say, okay, don't do this. Are you with me? If you have not reached that place, it is very likely for you to do things and you throw caution to the wind. The instrument through which God administers government on the life of the believer is organic, is love. So if you have not experienced that, that's the reason why you don't have any commitment to God. Because the moment you begin to love God, oh my, there is nothing on this earth that you are willing to give in exchange with that which you have found in God. The Bible says, I beseech thee, brethren, by the mercies of God, to offer your bodies a living sacrifice, which is your reasonable act of worship. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. If you are still with me, say amen.
Amen.
Stay with me. We have not started the job on the scriptures. I'm just trying to open up the scope of our entrance. When I wanted to get married, seeing that my wife is from Western Nigeria, and if you come to Western Nigeria to marry, at least I can give you an insight. The list they will give you, list of items to provide, will be written in Yoruba language. Hallelujah. And there is a fish, there's a kind of fish, a species of fish that you must bring. It's not tilapia, it's not common. And the name of the fish will be written in Yoruba language. May the Lord give you understanding. It took me a few months to get all the items on the list. And when we brought it for the traditional wedding, we put it on the field. It was a mountain. A mountain of items. And people were passing and wishing that it was their daughter. They will marry with this mountain. Hallelujah. You see, but when you have finished providing all the items of the on the list and the traditional wedding is accomplished, then you may just realize that there's something you didn't buy. Your wife can move in with you in the house without love. So that scripture says, I beseech you, brethren, by the message of God, to offer your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable act of service. Stay with me. Jesus paid your bride price. He died on the cross. And that was the price that was paid to take you off the dominion of darkness. For everyone that believes, your price has been paid already. So Jesus paid for you. You are now Jesus' property. But Jesus is a gentleman. He will not insist on controlling you. The extent of government he will bring into your life is the degree to which you decide to submit to willingly. Are you following? Just like if the woman you went all around the country to get all the items on her traditional list, on her bridal list, to get all of it available for the traditional wedding. If that woman sees the price that you paid, she's supposed to give you love for free. That is if she's reasonable. The challenge we have here is that the average believer is not reasonable. Because after Jesus has paid the price for your redemption, the next thing you are supposed to do to reciprocate his act of sacrifice is love. And if you have not opened the window of love to God, there's no need for us to begin the study on the book of Songs of Solomon. The study on the book of Songs of Solomon is only for those believers that haven't seen the sacrifice that Jesus paid for their redemption. They have decided, therefore, to offer their bodies as a reasonable act of service. This sacrifice, laying Okay, that you died for me. Now I want to live for you. That should be the natural outcome of someone that is genuinely saved. Are you with me? Because we have many unreasonable believers today. He gave his life to Christ, and his mission is to take advantage of God's power to fulfill his own personal ambition. That's a wrong footnote. And because you are not reasonable, there are a lot of things in the kingdom you will not be given access to. And just in case, Satan must kill somebody. It is such a believer that Satan is likely, if it's a must, that someone must die. Such a believer that comes into the kingdom and doesn't believe he should be reasonable to reciprocate the sacrifice of Jesus by submitting himself to his will. Such a believer doesn't enjoy a lot of goodies that find expression in the kingdom of God. God may not be so interested in deploying resources for his protection because it's not reasonable. So the natural response to the sacrifice that Jesus put in place to secure us from the dominion of darkness is a sacrifice called consecration. And the reason why you consecrate to God is because you have begun to love him. Consecration is not plastic. It's not a formula. It is the result of an intimacy, a love that is beginning to build in your heart. And you may not know that it's the Holy Ghost that is responsible for shedding it abroad. Are you there? Oh my, you are not there. You are not there. You are not there. Well, let's assume you are there. Because many of you did not observe. Songs of Solomon chapter 1 verse 4. Many of you did not observe. Are you there? Songs of Solomon 1:4, please. 4. Many of you did not observe that the first word in verse 4 is draw me. You might have desires to engage God. You might have desires to go deep with God. But let me tell you something. If God does not draw you, you can't go deep with him. But when you have surrendered by reason of the fact that you know that God so loved you, and that was what led to the great sacrifice that procured your redemption, and you are willing to reciprocate this act of love with a surrender to serve his will, when you become that reasonable, God will begin to draw you. The adventure that takes place when God begins to draw a man into the spirit is what I want to talk to you about. And I'm going to only show you one door. There are 12 doors in the book of Songs of Solomon. 12 doors of intimacy. 12 doors of running to embrace God in his dimensions. Can you see why it is called the Song of Songs now? It's a compendium. It's a mixture of many realities. Well, before we begin to go into the step-by-step procedure, I will need to tell you what intimacy with God is like. There are 4 definitions of intimacy with God that I picked from Songs of Solomon chapter 1, verse 1 to 4. Songs of Solomon chapter 1, verse 1 to 4. Before we begin the journey proper. The first thing about intimacy is that intimacy with God is personal. Intimacy with God is what? It's personal. Are you with me? Concerning Jesus, the Bible says that the Spirit of God was given to Jesus without measure. Are you here? Given to him what? Without measure. But you that is sitting here today, the Spirit of God is given to you in measures. And there are no two people that have the same measure. And that's why there are no two prophets that have the same ministry. The ministry that is committed to you is consistent with the measure of the Spirit of God, the measure of the enabling of God that is made available to you. We might be 1,000, but when we speak in tongues, it's not the same. The reason is because our measures are different. If you have my measure, you say what I'm saying. It means that even though we can teach people about God in a congregation like this, the impact of what I'm teaching you will meet you at the doorstep of your own measure of the Spirit of God. So I'm trying to say that your experience of God, it might be similar with mine, but it's going to be unique to you because the infrastructure that is built in God for intimacy has so much capacity to make it personal. You are not with me. Satan does not have the administrative capacity to make himself personal to his disciples. Satan administers his disciples in a group of fornicators. He has the same message to them. A group of drunkards. He has the same message to them. But God has the capacity and he has the infrastructure to make his dealings with you personal. Satan doesn't have that capacity. Are you with me? So the first thing about intimacy with God is that it is what? Your experience might encourage me, but your experience is not my experience. Number two, God can be speaking to you mightily, and maybe God spoke to you, and then you came and gave me a prophecy. Because God runs an economy of personal intimacy, the infrastructure that God has working in your spirit man is designed to be the doorway through which God speaks to you, through which God gives you directives, through which God brings government to you. So no matter how accurate I am in prophecy, my spirit and the economy of God that is operational in my spirit is not sufficient to give you direction. Do you understand that? I can only confirm what is already obtainable in your own economy because God has built the infrastructure to lead you and to give you direction through your own spirit. So then the description of intimacy is that it is first. What? First. There are prophecies that people have given to me that has not been confirmed for 10 years. They are still on the shelf. They are not too relevant. Because if God is going to lead me, he will lead me through the economy that he has built up where? In my spirit, through the measure of the Holy Ghost that is at work in my life. The best you can do is to confirm what I know. And if I don't know it, I'll go back to my closet and ask God, are you the one that spoke that thing? And I'm not going to be in a haste. All right? I'll be pressing. Sometimes when I get tired, I can leave it. If it's God, it will come back. Do you understand that? But you see, the thing is this. He will lead you through the economy that he has built in your own human spirit because the nature of his intimacy with you and with me is personal. Is that clear? Now, let me show you something quickly. Let me show you something. It is because our relationship with God is designed to be personal that we have something called an idol. Meanwhile, you know that scripture, songs, give me verse, 1 verse 2, chapter 1 verse 2, Songs of Solomon 1, 2. He said, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. Do you realize that it's only one person you can kiss per time with the kisses of your mouth? It's an illustration of the fact that the relationship that God is calling you into is personal. Now, given that this relationship is personal, you are going to be responsible for tending it, for adding fire to it, for adding wood to it, because it is personal. If it's corporate, then we can say, okay, Pastor Donatus will be praying, Dr. Ikenna will be praying, Philip B will be praying, so me I can sleep, because it's corporate. But you see, because this relationship is personal, you have personal responsibilities in tending the relationship so that the relationship can grow. Is that clear? All right. The reason why you need to tend the relationship is because Satan has something called an idol. an idol can be set up in your heart. And when there's an idol on your heart, it will becloud you from the possibilities of a personally based kind of intimacy. Can you give me Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 1 to 3? An idol is a creation of Satan to fight against the possibilities that you have to develop personal intimacy. Then came certain of the elders of Israel unto me and sat before me. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man. Now some guys came to him. The elders of the land came to him, and they came expecting that they could inquire of God through his prophetic ministry. And God is running a commentary here. He says, Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their heart, and they put the stumbling block of their iniquity before their face. And what did God ask? Should I be inquired of at all by them? So the moment you have an idol in your heart, it will be difficult, it will be impossible for you to access the mind of God. So the devil knows that because the relationship is designed first and foremost to be personal, if he can get you to have an idol in your heart, that idol will be so big that it will obscure God, and it will be impossible for you to launch an inquiry from God and get an answer. So one of the things that you must labor to do is to make God your unique goal. Nothing else but God, your unique goal. In that state of perpetual existence, it will be very easy for you to inquire of the Lord, for you to stumble upon his mind, for you to find out how he feels about the situation, for you to receive a witness from his spirit, giving you access to what God thinks about a circumstance, what God thinks about a person, what God thinks about a situation. It is personal, so you must make sure you don't have an idol in your heart. Do you realize that if you already have a girlfriend, you have located a girlfriend, and then you now went to God and said, show me the will, your will for marriage. If you see anything at all, it is that girlfriend. And sometimes it might be God that will be bringing the face of that girlfriend to you, so that you will miss it. Because he will speak, okay, you don't believe. All right, go on, next verse. Where are you? Verse 4, Ezekiel 14, 4. Therefore speak unto them and say unto them, thus saith the Lord, every man of the house of Israel that sitteth upon his idols in his heart, that setteth up his idols in his heart, and putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and cometh to the prophet, I, the Lord, will answer him that cometh according to the multitude of his idols. So God himself will speak to you. He will be the one to give you the dream about that girl. And then you say, ah. But he's speaking to you according to the rhythm of your idol. You see, this relationship we're talking about is personal. And because it is personal, your greatest duty is to stay far away from idol. Images of jealousy that are built in your heart, true desires that have not been submitted to God, and those images have blocked, obscured God. And even if God wants to speak to you, he will speak according to the language of the images. The reason why you can allow an image is because you don't understand that the relationship is personal. So John gave us a commandment. In the book of 1 John chapter 5 verse 21, please remember that commandment that John gave us. Number 2, what did John say? Little children, keep yourself from what? From idols. The reason why you need to stay far, stay clear from idols is because the relationship is personal. God has the resources to speak to you as an individual. God has the resources to speak to you as one man. He can leave the entire crowd. Just like Ezekiel said, when they sat by River Kabah, the Bible says his eyes were open and he saw the visions of God. That's one man. They were leading everybody to captivity. But Ezekiel began to see the visions of God. You can stay in a congregation like this, and all you hear is the voice of the preacher.
But someone sitting by your side can tap into the economy of God. The reason why it is possible is because the infrastructure of our intimacy was built to be able to sustain personal intercourse. Number two, your relationship with God was designed to be affectionate, something that you will feel on your heart. And that's why it begins with kisses, something that generates a feeling. There's affection in your intimacy with God. There's something you can feel. Listen to me. If the prayer you are praying doesn't affect your heart, it cannot change your life. Stay in the place of prayer until your prayer begins to touch your heart. It is only when it begins to touch your heart that it has the potency to change your life. God wants to be felt. I don't know when last you were in a prayer place and the movements of God in your spirit man made you cry. If that doesn't happen, if that has never happened to you, you don't know why you're crying. But you cry. You know, some of us, in the natural, nothing can make me cry. Nothing. Burial. Even if they say there's thunder and half of the sky now fell, some of us don't cry. But there are dimensions of the presence of God you experience. It is affection. It will affect your heart. It will trigger tears. Even though you are there. Oh my God. It was designed to be felt. God wants to be felt. And so there's an affectionate dimension. For many religious people, for many religions, all they have is a book and a God that is built into history. It cannot be felt today. But the design is a reality that is affectionate, something that can touch your heart. Something that can leave an impression on your heart for 5 years, for 15 years, for 25 years. I don't know what happened to Jesus when he came by the tomb of Lazarus. I don't know what took place there, but he wept. And that weeping was not because of loss, because he knew that Lazarus was going to come back to life. I don't know the level of intimacy, what was working on his inside, and tears were switched on. Anything that it was that was on his heart, that thing was real enough for him to feel. When last did you feel God? You are as hard as a stone. It means you have not gone far. Because the relationship was designed to be affectionate. The relationship was designed to be something that you can feel. Something that you can touch. Something that leaves an impact on your heart that changes the way you think. Oh my God. Asaiko kaleni silekato manda. I remember once upon a time I had to stay with one of my relatives. And while I was staying with that relative, the daughter of that my relative came to my room. I used to pray for long hours so I don't come out of the room. And while I'm in the height of prayer, the daughter of that my relative will come, open the door and say, "Is this your house? Go to your house now. Why are you here now?" Hallelujah. I know what you will do under such circumstances. When you are about getting lost, you will hear the door. Because the door, if you open it, the hinges are bad. So you hear, "Is this your house? This is not your house now. Go to your house now." May the Lord give you understanding. Many years later, I didn't know that thing entered my heart. It entered. Many years later, I was praying in my bedroom and God now said, "That lady that did those things, I should go and collect her and train her." Only God knows the level of hatred that had built. You know, this thing is affectionate. So God wanted to troubleshoot the heart. Say, this girl is here. Go and bring her and show her love. Train her. Make her your daughter. And I obeyed. It was her. But I obeyed. And when I obeyed and brought her, I started showing her love when that's mechanically, until the love of God was now shared abroad.
Do you know the impact it had on my relationship with God? Ooh, I began to soar. Because that thing was affecting the flexibility of my heart. But I didn't know when it was removed. I could sense God so deeply, like a person standing by my side. Yes. I know something for sure. If I should cry real tears here because I'm hurt, Jesus will come to me. I know it for sure. He will show up. Oh, when I'm on the field and maybe I'm not strong, he comes. I was on a crusade. I was not too well. I finished preaching. I said, "God, see my body." And the moment I slept for like some seconds, and Jesus came. He said, don't worry about all these things. Just follow me. He told me 3 times, follow me. Then I woke up. He's not far away. If your heart is tuned, he will, if there is something that touches you, he will show up. He will become to you a very present help in the times of trouble. If you go through your trouble and you don't see Jesus, the angulation and alignment of your heart is in doubt. Because what God has set in motion is that he wants an arrangement of an affectionate intercourse with your heart. Please help me tell your neighbor, if you cannot feel it, then it doesn't affect your heart. And if it does not affect your heart, it cannot change your life. I don't stop praying until I begin to feel it. Sometimes I pray in tongues for 2 hours, I'm not feeling it. I just keep going. When I'm moving, 2 hours, 30 minutes, 3 hours, then Inan comes on my heart like a glow, sometimes like a light, sometimes like a burning heat. How many of you feel things there? Oh my, it means your God is alive. If you don't feel anything on your heart when you pray to God, oh my God, there's a problem. We need to take you quickly to the intensive care unit of the grace of God and administer antibiotics. Yeah, we need to administer something quickly to help, because the heart was designed to be an entry organ. Was designed to be an organ of affection, an organ of that you can feel things that are not tangible. If you know this affection I talk about, you will not want to keep malice, because malice will break the door. Malice. It's a luxury I cannot afford. Oh, backbiting, it will shut the terminal out. When you know that God can be felt, the things that will release, that will reduce your sensitivity, are things that you are going to fight against. You will fight against such things, because the moment you can't sense God, it means you are cut off from an economy of help. Someone lied against me. It was 10 years later, the person had the opportunity to come and say it was actually a lie. But you know what? The congregation, the people he lied to, they were not present 10 years later. Guess what? If I had kept that thing in my heart, it would have stopped me. Do you understand? So it was in my interest for me to release the person. If not, 10 years would have been like 10 years in the shadows. I don't want to pass time on earth, which is not active time, that I'm receiving wisdom from God. I'm delving into the heart of God for strategy on how to implement that will that my spirit has recognized. I don't want to spend time in mundane things. I'm still trying to argue about land. Say family land, there's problem. And then people stand there. I'm gone. Because I consider my relationship with God to be more expensive than land that will create problem. Hallelujah. It is affectionate. Don't forget that. And don't forget that if it doesn't affect your heart, cannot change your life. Number four. It is hidden and private. It is hidden and private. Next verse here. Songs of Solomon 1 verse 3. Verse 4. He said, draw me. We will run after thee. I know you didn't say that. Draw. Then what's the next word there? Draw what? Oh man. Let's try again. Draw. Can you see that the person that they are drawing is an individual? But how many people will respond because of one drawing? Plenty. So if God can get to draw you, there are so many people that will run after God eventually just because he succeeded in drawing you. Do you know, there is a text message that I've gotten used to over the years, and now it comes every week. Somebody that I don't know will just send me a text message. Thank you for saying yes to Jesus. Every week. So if God can draw a man, then he has we. May he succeed in your life in the name of Jesus. Next statement is, the king has brought me into his chambers. That means his bedroom. Because the activities of the chambers are private. They are not open for people to see. If there are some secrets that God will need to take you into the hidden place before he shows you something. How many secret things have you received? The king has brought me into his chamber, is private. The relationship was designed to disclose things that are not available in the public. Private disclosures. Hidden things. Are you aware that when the roots of a tree grow, they don't say, I'm growing up. It's private. It's hidden. Not all forms of growth can be seen. My question to you today is, do you have any secret that only you and God knows? If you don't have any secret that only you and God knows, your life is not deep. Highest, my preaching time here can be 40 minutes. But this 40 minutes of preaching time that I'm doing here now, I started praying early in the morning. So give or take, I've gone 7 hours of prayer today. To come and talk for how many minutes? 40 minutes. See, the level of my engagement is more than the time I have. You will not know that my standing here resulted from 7 hours of prayer. And then you will begin to like standing here.
Blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to the precious.
Finally, the relationship is spiritual. Because when he says he's bringing you into his inner chambers, his inner chambers is your spirit. It moves from your body, moves through your soul, and then it takes you into your spirit, where he does his disclosures. It's a spiritual kind of relationship. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. There is an encounter I had with God at the age of 13. It was that encounter that ensured that I married as a virgin. Spiritual. You can have an encounter today that will guarantee that you will not be poor. Spiritual. I had an encounter few days ago, like how many days now? 2 days ago. That's on Friday, that we started this meeting. After the meeting, we went home and began to pray. And the Lord came and told me that when you become 50 years old, I'm going to reset your body. If you need a new kidney, I'll give you a new one at the age of 50. So that you will have time to live long enough to fulfill what I've called you to do. An encounter. So at the age of 50 that he will reset this body. You can have an encounter that can extend your life on it. I'm not talking about things that money can buy. I'm talking about spiritual things. How many of you know I've not closed this eye since I was born? This one. Because I was born with facial palsy. The reason why I'm not using glasses today is because of something that God said. If wind blows, now it will enter. Dust enter. Everything enter. But the eye is good. The way it was when I was a child, that's how this eye still is till now. You know what? Ask him for an encounter. Tonight. I was born a stammerer. It was an encounter that I had with him that my tongue was loose. We're going to pray in a moment. And draw me near. Blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me near. It is spiritual. Near, blessed Lord, to the precious. Listen, you might be in this auditorium and you are struggling with lust. One encounter can deal with lust. One encounter can do away with all of your fears. Oh, the other day I was telling somebody that Jesus came to me. And then the person said, hey, what was the color of his clothes? So the person doesn't know a spiritual encounter. He doesn't understand it. Oh, you will have an encounter. You will have an encounter. The relationship is first of all personal. Then it is affectionate. It was designed to be private. And it is ultimately spiritual. This is the introduction to the book of Songs of Solomon.
If you understand these four things I've said, then you can understand them. If you are still here, you may wish to rise on your feet. I was on my knees praying. I was not asleep. I was well awake and a bright light. Meanwhile, there was no electricity. Are you with me? There was no electricity. The place was dark. I was on my knees when the electricity went out. And then suddenly God decided to shine. He began to shine in my room, and then the walls began to emit light, until the walls were as like the moon. And when I asked him, what are you doing? He said, he just wants to show me that he's not as far as I think. That encounter I had is what makes me know that as I'm standing here now behind me, Jesus is standing. Sometimes before your mind can be renewed, you need an encounter. When you begin to maybe minister and there are 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 10,000, you will now know that all that you need to be able to stand here is a spiritual encounter. And if you don't have it, you are not competent. In a moment of time, I would like us to pray. But before we pray, if you came into this place tonight and you have not met with Jesus, you attend church, you're born in a Christian home, but you have not turned your life over to Him for Him to be your Lord, and you are in this place, this is a great, great opportunity for you to meet with Jesus. And if you are here tonight and you are saying, preacher, I believe you, and you want to give your life to Christ, you may wish to put your left hand on your chest and raise your right hand up. Left hand on your chest, right hand up. Don't allow this opportunity to pass you by. God is calling believers across all nations to intimacy with Him. Left hand on your chest, right hand up. If your hand is up, leave your seat and come here so that I can pray with you. Leave your seat. He wants to show Himself to you. You don't need to wonder. Let the rat race end. Jesus said that if you are ashamed of me in this broken world, I will be ashamed of you in the kingdom of my Father. You can say yes to Him. You can say yes to Him. You can rebel against the devil and say, devil, I leave you tonight. I'm still waiting for those of you that are outside, those of you that are at the back. You want to say yes to Jesus. When you get to the pulpit, begin to pray and ask Him for mercy. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting. There's a young lady I'm waiting for. You are contemplating whether to respond or not. I bind the devil. You can come out, young lady. You can come out. I'm waiting for you, young lady. Waiting for you, young lady. Because today was designed for you to meet with Jesus.
Blessed Lord, to the cross where Thou hast died. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious leadings.
Many years ago, I made a decision like this, and I don't regret it. You will not regret it too. Ask him to show you mercy tonight. Ask him to show you mercy. Don't hide in the congregation. You can rebel against the devil and step out. He's waiting. He's waiting for you. He's waiting for you. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Listen to me. You can repeat these words after me. Meanwhile, you are not addressing me. You are addressing Jesus. Oh, that person that is still arguing. There's an argument in your soul. You can rebel against the devil now and join before we begin to pray. You can rebel now. Now. Right now. You can rebel against him now and join up. I hear the argument in your soul. Rebel now and join. 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 You have to the count of four. One. Join. You can rebel. Rebel against Satan. This is your night. Two. This is your night. You can come out of anything you have entered into. Jesus will set you free. Three. I'm waiting for you. Waiting for you. Waiting for you. Those of you in the front, say, Lord Jesus, I accept that I'm a sinner. Cannot help myself. I ask that you forgive me all my sin. Write my name in the book of life. Every covenant I entered into, knowingly or unknowingly, tonight I renounce it. Let his power over my soul be broken. Give me the grace to live for you all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Pastor Tony, can you look that way? You see my brother, Pastor Tony, is the one waving. Just go with him for 15 minutes. He will take your details and he will release you back to your seat. Please salute them as they make the move. So we have 40 minutes for the healing service. Pastor Tony, please, you have 15 minutes to attend to our guests and you release them for the healing service. Now, where's Smith? That's our song. That is the song of this conference. So you can help us. Oh my God.
Oh fire, Holy Ghost fire burn everywhere. Oh fire, Holy Ghost fire, oh fire, Holy Ghost fire, burn everywhere. Oh fire, Holy Ghost fire, oh fire. Oh fire, Holy Ghost fire, burn everywhere. Oh fire, Holy Ghost fire, burn. Oh fire, oh fire, Holy Ghost fire, burn everywhere.
Now listen, can we pray? Can we pray tonight? We'll begin by speaking in tongues. Fire will come here. Fire, serious fire. Holy Ghost fire come everywhere. Oh, 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 fire. Holy Ghost fire come. Oh, oh, fire. Holy Ghost fire come
everywhere. Oh, oh, fire. Holy Ghost fire.
Can you tell the Holy Spirit? Can you tell the Holy Spirit? I want to know you. The Holy Spirit and say, Holy Ghost, I want to know you. Such intimate relationship that will afford me entrance into things that I do not know. Tonight, the Lord will open the door and He will admit people into something personal. Something affectionate. Something very private. Oh, fire. Holy Ghost fire. Come everywhere. Oh, fire. Holy Ghost fire. Come. He wants to take you deeper.
Oh, oh, fire, Holy Ghost fire, come everywhere. Oh, fire, Holy Ghost fire.
It will open your eyes to see great and mighty things that you do not know. His hand will be so strong on your life.
Holy Ghost fire, come everywhere. Oh, fire, Holy Ghost fire.
He wants to take you deeper. He wants to take you deeper. Thank you, Lord. The anointing you lost some time ago
is about to be restored upon you. Something is about to open up in the spirit. Say, Copelina Sil. Holy Ghost. Let's go, Brazis Alatomina Gadia. We have Oseni Kamasato. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If I say in Jesus' name, you give me a very big amen. So let's try. In the name of Jesus. For those of you that know the way I minister, you know the reason why I'm asking you to say that. When you say amen, it makes me see. There's something like a touchlight that just switches on in the spirit. And this touchlight is shining on three people in this auditorium. And the intensity of the light is on the increase. The Lord said, I should tell you, He's renewing His anointing on your life. I beheld in the spirit. And I saw one of you in this congregation here. About 4 days ago. From now, 4 days ago. You saw a burial ceremony. But you did not know who they were burying. If you are the one, come out. 4 days ago. You saw a burial. But you could not see who was being buried. Can you come out? Don't change from the progression of that song.
Oh, fire, Holy Ghost fire, come everywhere. Oh, fire.
Don't change it.
Holy Ghost fire, come. Oh, fire, Holy Ghost fire, come. Everywhere, oh, Holy Ghost fire, oh, fire, Holy Ghost fire, come everywhere, oh, fire, Holy Ghost fire.
Is don't worry.
Oh, oh fire. Kume meme ne 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 ne. Oh fire.
Holy Ghost fire burn.
Oh fire. Oh, oh fire.
Holy Ghost fire.
The hand of God will come on an additional person because your case is an emergency. The Lord will want to attend to you. Father, that one whose case is an emergency standing out here, I ask that your presence will become strong and that you show me that one by the anointing. Let your hand rest. Let your hand rest. Let your hand rest. It's coming. Let your hand rest on that one. It's coming with a stronger intensity. Let your hand rest on that one. Rest on that one. Rest on that one. Rest on that one. Let your hand rest. Yes, his hand is resting. His hand is resting. Father, show me that one. Show me that one. Show me that one. His hand is resting. Stronger. 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 Ushers, bring this lady for me. Bring that lady for me. Tonight.
Holy Ghost fire. Everywhere.
Can you pray for these ones? Let me give you the prayer point so that you will not pray amiss. If it is judgment that God wants to bring to straighten out issues in these families, the Lord should proceed. However, if it's an attack on this one standing here, we nullify it. Can you pray that prayer? Pray for them.
Holy Ghost fire. Oh, fire. Holy Ghost fire. Come everywhere. Oh, fire. Holy Ghost fire. Come.
Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, this one standing here, I pray, if you intend to bring judgment to their families, such judgment that has been anticipated all this while, stretch forth your scepter and accomplish your plan. If there be any one of these ones that is under fire, under attack, and someone wants to take them out, we cut it off in the name of Jesus. Thank you. You are released. In Jesus' name. There's somebody in the congregation, you hear a voice that speaks to you. A voice. You hear a voice. A voice speaks to you. You know it's not God, but there's this voice keeps speaking. Where are you? A voice speaks to you. A voice speaks to you. You can come now before we begin the general prayer. A voice speaks to this person in this congregation. Now, Pastor Tony, can you give her the mic to tell us what the voice has said?
Holy Ghost fire, come.
Pastor Tony, just give her. What did the voice tell you?
Gives me instructions.
What? He gives you instructions, okay? Huh? What did the voice say?
Keep telling me somebody is going to die in my family.
Somebody is going to die, okay?
It is, and sometimes, like the last time I was praying, it just says some kind of instruction.
Instructions? Yes?
It really doesn't speak, but I know he's talking to me.
He's speaking?
It's his language is more of sign, like, no, don't do this, no, do this.
Okay. Yes?
He keeps speaking negative things to me.
You use the mic and we didn't hear.
Keep speaking negative things.
Negative things, okay?
If I'm singing, the voice will be fighting inside my heart. Even
fighting
I'm
in
praying,
your heart.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
You come and remind me of my past.
Okay, the voice will remind you of your past. For this one, I need to calm down. Father, why are you late? Did you forget that there was a voice? You forgot? You people that forgot, stay here if we have time. Father, I cut it off. 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 Woo! Loser! I cut it off in the name of Jesus. I cut it off. Is he on the line? Oh, he, okay, it's communion. Now, you foul spirit of darkness, let this lady go. Now, can you do something for me? Now, the demon is on her head. Just put your hand there and pray in tongues. If I prayed for you, go back, go back, go back. So you forgot that you hear a voice. Okay, you forgot. You also forgot that you hear a voice. Or you were under the anointing. I cut you off in the name of Jesus. I cut you off in the name of Jesus. I cut you off in the name of Jesus. I cut you off in the name of Jesus. Now, if you have a sick person that is not present in this hall, that you want the person to be healed, you can take your phone now. Call the person. If the person is in New York, person is in Otukpo, person is in North Bank, person is in Abuja, you have 3 minutes to make the call, because I want to pray a miracle prayer right now. 3 minutes to make the call. If you are making the call, just wave your hand so that I will know. Okay. 3 minutes. You have 3 minutes. Yeah, the spirit has gone. Leave her. Leave her. Just leave her. Lord, tonight, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you because you are God. Oh, the anointing is on full range this night. Now listen, if you are deaf, take this finger, put in the ear that is deaf. If you brought somebody that is deaf in both ears, put these 2 fingers in the ear. Follow my instructions. If you cannot see except you use glasses, take off the glasses, put the glasses in your pocket, lay your hands on your eyes. You have a blood condition like a genotype issue. You are SS and you are hoping for a change. Even if you are AS and you are hoping for a change, that provision is available. If you have pain on your legs, lay hands where the pain is, pain on your back, just trace the pain, put your hand there. If there is a growth like fibroid, tumor, anything like that, that is an unwanted growth, you can just take your hand and touch where the growth is. If it's a lump on the breast, you can just touch the lump, because God will do something right now. If you have aches like headaches, chest aches, stomach aches, put your hand there as we pray together. In the name of Jesus. That amen is weak. I say, in the name of Jesus. Now listen. If there is anybody here, you came here maybe with crutches, a cane, you need a support to walk, just be patient for the instruction. And the moment I give you an instruction, please, don't worry about yourself. Just follow the instruction. Okay? All right. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, tonight I bind every deafening spirit. Deafening spirits, in the name of Jesus, be bound. Be bound. Be bound. Be bound. And come out of the ears in the name of Jesus. Blinding spirits, hear me. Tonight I bind you and I command that yoke. Let it break in the name of Jesus. Every form of pain, I command you, go in Jesus' name. From migraines to pains on the chest, to pains on the back, to pains on the limbs, to pains on the eyes. I'm seeing someone
with pains. Your eyes are paining, are aching. Now, I arrest that pain on the eyes. I say pain in the name of Jesus. Be gone. Be gone. Be gone. In Jesus' name. I'm seeing someone, when you sleep and you wake up, you are still tired. You are still as if you need to start sleeping again. I break the hold of that spirit of burden in the name of Jesus Christ. Those ones that are calling by the phone, I send a miracle your way. I send a miracle your way. Let the yoke of Satan, let it break. Let it break over your life in the name of Jesus. I've seen someone with a migraine. Half of your head this way aches. Anytime you stress yourself a little, that side will begin to ache. I break that yoke in the name of Jesus. I break that yoke in the name of Jesus. There's someone that has had an everlasting cough. When you treat it, it will subside and it will show up again. I break that yoke in the name of Jesus. I command every form of pain, lose your hold in the name of Jesus. Pains on the back, lose your hold in the name of Jesus. I command you to go. I command you to leave in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. Let strange things begin to leave people's bodies. I command that movement, that thing, that moving object that is moving around someone's body. I take authority over you right now. And I command you, come out of that body in the name of Jesus. Somebody trusting God for the fruit of the womb. Trusting God for the fruit of the womb. Trusting God for the fruit of the womb. I remove every barrier, every limitation. Anything that is standing in the way of that miracle, I remove it in the name of Jesus. I remove it in the name of Jesus. I remove it in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Those of you that cannot sleep in the night, I break that yoke in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Now I command the ears, hear. I command the eyes, see. I command the legs, walk. In the name of Jesus. I say walk in the name of Jesus. If there is anybody close to you that came with crutches, because I cannot see from here, maybe a cane or crutches, remove, collect it, and let the person walk. If there's anybody like that, I may not know, but if there is anybody like that, you can walk under this anointing. You can walk under this anointing. If you brought someone with a cane, collect it. Let the person stand up and walk. If you brought someone with a cane, I say collect it. Collect it. And let the person stand up now. Under this anointing, you can walk. Under this anointing, you can actually walk. Oh, miracles have started. Miracles have started. God has started healing people. God has started healing people. God has started healing people. Oh my God. Oh my God. The healing anointing is flowing now. It's flowing now. It's flowing now. It's flowing now. I break the yokes. I break the yokes. I break the yokes. I break the yokes. I break the yokes in the name of Jesus. I break the yokes in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Listen to me. We'll take 5 testimonies before I pray a powerful prayer for the entire congregation. If there are some things that need to be uprooted, this is the night for such uprootions to take place. Now, if you notice there is a change, maybe you can hear with a certain ear that could not hear before. You can see. This is where you will stand. This is where you will stand. You stand this way. Stand this way. So the rest of you can sit down. The rest of you can sit down. We'll do this for another 10 minutes.
you notice there's a change, this is where you will stand. If you notice there is a change. While we wait for you to come, I will see how I can bless some people. If you notice there's a change, you can come this way. You notice there's a change, you can come this way. There is someone that I see, you've been healed on your left leg. So you can come out. Someone has been healed on the left leg. Someone on the, there's a pain on the back that has left. I'm waiting for you there. I'm waiting for you there. You know, when a doctor comes to the hospital, he does something called ward round. So this is my own ward round now. This ward round. Okay, from what I'm seeing, there is a lady. You are not too far from me here. There's a lady God sent you here so that you can be empowered. And the lady is not too far from me here. Father, in the name of Jesus, anywhere this lady is, that you brought into this place so that she can be empowered, I ask, oh God, that your hand, your right hand, might find the lady. Find the lady. Help me find the lady. Holy Spirit, help me find the lady. 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 He brought you here for empowerment. He brought you here for empowerment. Hey, I'm sensing someone, a prophet. There's a prophet here. There's a prophet here. There's a prophet here. Lord, show me this prophet. I'm sensing that oil. There's something. There's something. Okay. Someone here. Some people using diabolical powers have been attempting your life. From what I see, they have been attempting your life 3 times. The hand of God is going to find you out so that I can help you. Oh my God. Help me with that lady. Okay. It will come stronger. Because save me. Telecoma. You don't come to the house of God to die. Anyone that took your name to an evil place, the one he took your name to comes under a curse. The one that took your name, the hand of God falls upon that one, even this night. Okay. There's an intercessor here. You are not too far from me. You are close to me. God wants to change your rank. He wants to change your rank. And the hand of the Holy Spirit will come upon you in a moment. He wants to change your rank. Father, that one that is here, that you want to change his or her rank, I ask that you show me. Holy Ghost. He wants to... Hey! Now as I speak, the fire of God is beginning to descend upon somebody, and it will intensify, it will build for 5 seconds. It will build for 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Holy Ghost fire come everywhere. Oh, fire. Holy Ghost fire come. Oh, fire. Oh, fire. Holy Ghost fire come everywhere. Oh, fire. Holy Ghost fire.
Now, I'm looking for a certain sister. I know she's on this row. So if you are a sister on this row, put your hand on your stomach.
Holy Ghost fire come. Oh, fire. Holy Ghost fire come everywhere. Oh, fire. Holy Ghost fire come. Oh, fire. Hey. Oh, fire. Holy Ghost fire come anywhere. Oh, fire. Holy Ghost fire.
If you find them, bring them to me.
Oh, fire. Oh, fire. Holy Ghost fire come everywhere. Oh, fire.
Ah. Chief, where's Chief? Okay, Jan, come and cast this spirit out.
Holy Ghost fire, come everywhere. Oh, Holy Ghost fire, come.
You see, there are some things that we cannot say.
Oh, fire, Holy Ghost fire, come. Oh, fire, Holy Ghost fire, come everywhere. Oh, fire, Sale, Mama,
Holy Ghost fire,
oh, fire.
Yes, what do we have there?
So we have a very, very serious testimony here. This brother, about 9 years ago, was in a robbery situation where
okay.
He had a gunshot on his left leg.
Wow.
And he had gone through a lot of a medical situation. And he came to this meeting with pain on the leg. But while you mentioned the case of the pain on the left leg, he started feeling extreme relief on that leg. And as he's standing now, the power of God is still working on that leg.
Now, do you have... Listen to me. There is someone in this congregation. Okay. You are, Jesus has not finished and you are moving. Someone in this congregation, you actually have a deliverance ministry. Most times in dreams, you see yourself casting out devils, but you are not seeing it physically. Today, an anointing will come upon you. No, it's not an amen matter. Those of you that see yourself doing deliverance, let me see your hand. Okay, you are too plenty. Okay, just keep the hand up. Keep the hand up.
Oh, fire. Oh, fire. Holy Ghost fire. Come everywhere. Oh, oh.
Those among you whose hands are raised, that you feel a heat, something like heat on your right hand, stand up. So it's you I'm looking for. Come now. Come this way. Quick. I don't have time. While you are coming, ushers, just arrange them here. Yes. Pastor,
we have a divine shutdown of movements.
Okay, movements in his body.
His body just got shut down.
The thing is shut down now. Come, let me touch you. This is the beginning. But you see, what I'm seeing, thank God for the relief you have on your leg. But what I'm seeing is an anointing. God is giving you an anointing. That's what I'm seeing. That's what he brought you to receive. There's an anointing. What's happening here? Oh. There's an anointing. He brought you here to receive an anointing. Thank God for the leg. And we pray that the leg will even improve much more. But there's an anointing. He brought you here so that he can fill your vessel. He brought you here so that he can equip you. He can empower you. That's why he brought you. That's why he brought you. You are going back with the anointing. Now, you see, the people I called are not this many. They are like 20. So because you heard they are calling people, you just started coming. But you can deceive me, but not the Holy Ghost. Father, in fact, I'm even looking for 5 people, not all these people here. Father, those ones here that indeed you have given a deliverance ministry, and you want to begin to launch them out. You want to launch them out. So let the anointing that will make it happen, let the anointing begin to come. Let it 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 begin to come. Let that anointing, let it begin to come. Let it begin to come. Holy Spirit, I ask for that anointing. Let it begin to come. Let it begin to come. Let it come stronger. Let it come stronger. Let it come stronger. Yes.
Holy Ghost.
Oh, fire. You see, there's a fire on you, sister. It's burning. It's burning.
Everywhere.
Oh. John, help me lay hands on this one. Yes, what do we have here?
We have a pain on the chest and on the leg gone.
Pain on the chest and on the leg gone.
Excruciating pain on the right chest gone.
When you were preaching, it's as if there's a stone in this very side. And when you were mentioning pain in the back, I specifically wait to hear whether you mentioned the one of my own. So when you mentioned it, I laid my hand there. I'm not exaggerating. The pain left.
The pain has gone. Can you give Jesus a big round of applause? Now listen. The anointing is still at work, Father, in the name of Jesus. 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 Somebody in the congregation yesterday night, you had a dream. You saw someone with a gun wanting to shoot at you. But the person did not shoot before you woke up. Where are you? Stand up. Yesterday night, someone appeared with a gun in your dream to shoot at you. Where is that person? Where are you? Come here. Come to me. Come now. Come here now. I say, come here now. They want to kill you. And some of your relatives have agreed that they should kill you. They want to use you as a sacrifice. Let me promise you something. Everyone that attended that meeting, even if it's your father, everyone that attended that meeting and gave consent that you should be wasted in the next 21 days, let the hand of God fall on them. I remove you from death. Death, leave him. Death, leave him. Death, leave him. Death, leave him. Death, leave her. In the name of Jesus. He brought you here so that you can be anointed. For a long time you have desired to walk in the anointing. That's why he brought you here. Because he has ordained a new beginning for your destiny. A new beginning for your destiny. And it will be marked by the operation of a new anointing. It begins tonight. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Holy Ghost fire.
If the prophet has touched you and you are still standing, you can go. But if he touched you and you can't go, remain where you are until the Lord finishes with you.
Everywhere.
Choir, can we do that?
Fire.
I'm seeing fire come from heaven.
Holy Ghost fire. Oh, fire. Oh, fire. Holy Ghost fire.
We need to bring someone out of the pit. Ushers, you know what we'll do? Because of time. Begin taking the offerings. Begin taking the offerings so that we can do many things at the same time. Fire will come from heaven.
Holy Ghost fire.
There are two of you ministers that the Lord is going to empower. There's an empowerment that will come on two of you. First of all, you will notice that your appetite for prayer will enlarge. And then, secondly, you will begin to walk miracles. Father, those two ministers, I ask that the anointing might descend. Okay, it's coming. It's coming strong. That the anointing might descend strong on the lives of these ministers. Let the anointing descend stronger. 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 Let the anointing... Okay, it's coming. It's coming. It's coming now. It's coming. Holy Ghost. It's coming. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Let the anointing come stronger. Those two lives, God will open up. Will open up the power gifts. The power gifts. The power gifts. The power gifts on two of you. Bring them. Bring two of them. Okay, it's coming. It's still coming. It will open up something. It will open up something so powerful upon your ministry. Upon your ministry. You see, an angel is flying. An angel is flying like this. Flying like this. Now, it's about to rest. The angel. It's about to rest. Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost fire.
Yes, Pastor Tony.
We have a phone miracle here.
A phone miracle.
The mom stays in Aba and she's been having excruciating pains in her bones.
Okay, the mom is in Aba.
But after prayers were made, the pains have vanished.
A phone call miracle. Someone healed in Aba, in Abia State. Father, in the name of Jesus, we use her daughter as a point of contact. So ask that you make that miracle permanent in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Yes?
We have pains on the hip and on the back as a result of ulcer vanished in the name of Jesus.
Pains are vanished. It is permanent in Jesus' name.
Left leg. Also gone in Jesus' name.
Permanent in Jesus' name.
Ulcer pain gone.
Pain on the chest gone. Permanent.
Everlasting migraine.
Migraine, everlasting. Ah, you are healed. I can see that. What happened to this young man?
Arthritis.
Left leg. Thank you, Jesus.
Pains on the left leg also gone.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What happened to him? Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Lord, I ask for grace on your servant. Every foundational issue that is contending with the height that you have ordained him to walk today, I ask that it be cut off right now. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Let your spiritual eyes pop open. In the name of Jesus. There is a prophetic grace that you are supposed to walk in. And you will start walking in it from this night. Oh, I forgot that there are people online. I apologize. Those people online, you saw someone with a gun yesterday night. But the person didn't shoot. Anyone that took your name somewhere, so that you can be killed the next 21 days, the Lord will settle that matter. He will settle that matter. There's a powerful prayer I want us to pray for our families. One prayer, and God will move this night. There's somebody I've been seeing. You went somewhere and collected a ring, a demonic ring. You collected a demonic ring. You are no longer using that ring, but that ring, the demon that you invited through that ring, is affecting your children. I don't know how I will call you that people won't see you. Look for a way to see me. Look for a way. Yeah, so are you ready for prayer now? Okay. Let's go with that song.
Fire, time from the depth of your heart. Now I want you to raise your voice. We're going to pray for our families right now. And everyone walking darkness in that family, casting spells in the name of the devil, trying to drown the destinies of men, trying to drown the possibilities of men. God is going to arise tonight. He will arise tonight. He will arise tonight. He will step in. He will step in. He will step in. He will step in. He will put his feet in your family. He will step in this night. It is your time of destiny. It is your day of destiny. No weapon that is formed against you shall be able to prosper. The Lord arises on your behalf tonight. He arises on your behalf tonight. So say it. Presco patamo se cobalima salete. Presco beseke mokoya. Anyone bound in your family, we decree liberty, 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 liberty in the name of Jesus. There's a change. I'm saying not too far from today, not too far from today. Holy Ghost fire come everywhere.
Oh, fire, Holy Ghost fire.
Somebody in the congregation, your feet, they are burning with fire. Where are you? Come to the front. Your feet. Burning. It's already burning.
Oh, fire. Holy Ghost fire. Burn everywhere. Oh, fire. Holy Ghost fire. Oh, oh, fire. Holy Ghost fire burn everywhere. Oh, fire.
Holy Ghost fire burn.
In a moment of time, the Holy Spirit will kindle something on you shortly, right here. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you kindle the full weight of the fire. Kindle 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 the fire. Holy Ghost. Kindle the fire. Kindle the fire. Kindle the fire. Kindle the fire. Now, there is someone. The fire will come on you in a very powerful way. It will come powerfully. It's been released from heaven. It's been released from heaven. Kindle the fire. Kindle the fire. Kindle the fire. Kindle the fire. Holy Ghost, kindle it. Kindle it strong. Kindle it strong upon their lives. In the name of Jesus, I ask that it be kindled. Strong. Strong.